Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Mark Reardon.
The heart of America is not government. The center of America is not Washington, D.C. The center of America is the neighborhoods where 330 million Americans are raising their kids and trying to put food on the table and trying to love their neighbors.
Mark Reardon.
There's nothing worse than a reckless jackass who thinks he's smarter than everybody else.
I am the smartest man alive!
The Mark Reardon Show is on now.
You know, I love it when Mark Reardon decides to take a holiday week off, because it gives me an opportunity to actually do more than one day. Hey, it's Mike Elam in for Mark today. Ethan is here. Sue is here. How are y'all?
Oh, we're great. Ethan's just back from his honeymoon in Hawaii, so I think he's better. Well, I don't know if he's better now that he's back.
He's probably tired. That's a long terrible. Flight. That's what I meant.
We flew out of Maui at 8 a.m. yesterday, and we got in at 11:30. PM. So it was a long day. There was a nice little layover in Vegas. But it's like 4 hours earlier there. So it was a little bit of a weird night of sleep. So
I bet that was.
Yeah.
But everything went great. You had a wonderful time.
Oh my gosh. How could it not? I mean, yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Those beaches are insane. And people always ask, well, is it beach or mountains? And Hawaii has both. In plain view. So, I mean, yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. Did a lot of really cool things. So, yeah, could not have been a better week.
What was your favorite part that you can talk about?
The Road to Hana was absolutely amazing.
I love that movie.
Would be Moana.
Moana. Yeah, close, I knew it was something close. Like that.
So
The Rock is everywhere.
So the Road to Hana is a 60-mile drive to the west side of the island, this tiny little town called Hana. You're straight up driving through a rainforest. There is...
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
There is... It is constantly named one of the most dangerous roads in the world. There are, let's see, I think...
What a great way to spend your honeymoon. There, on one of the most dangerous roads ever.
It's nicknamed Divorce Highway. I mean,
wow.
It has 61-lane bridges.
So you're saying it's worse than Manchester Road?
Close.
Okay.
Close.
I didn't
but
know.
Yes.
I didn't
yes.
know it could be worse.
There's, what number was it? There's over 200, it might be even more than that. There's over 200 sharp turns. I mean, it is, it's a crazy drive, but I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. That's where, you know, Black Sand Beaches, which is a pretty popular destination there, is it close to the end of that drive. So we were up on that day at 6 a.m. to start off that drive. And there's a bunch of different stops along the way and views of the ocean from high cliffs and whatnot. But yeah, that was probably the most fun day. It was probably a 12-hour day in total. But like I said, the crazy part is it's 60 miles there, 60 miles back, but it's a full day of driving just because you have to drive so slow the entire time and you're just windy turns back and forth. It was pretty crazy.
Great thing to do on the honeymoon when you have the time.
Hey,
yes.
You're not rushed. Sue, have you ever been to Maui?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
And my cousin Andy, God love him, he and his wife just bought I guess they've had it for a little while. They bought a condo somewhere in Hawaii. And he said, why don't you guys come out? So I will be there.
Okay.
I just haven't been yet.
You've got the hookup.
I got the hookup.
So our old manager, audio video manager at the Family Arena and at St. Charles County, he and his wife, when he retired, they moved to Hawaii.
Wow.
And they used to vacation there. They loved it. They got to know the locals.
It's like Dave
they
Murray.
Found a thing. Yeah. It's like, hey, we could live in paradise. Let's live in paradise. So good for you.
So we stayed in Lahaina, which is obviously
bless you.
Where the Maui wildfires heavily affected the area last year. And
did they? Is it built back partially?
It's not entirely built back. They have cleared pretty much all of the debris from all of the homes, but we did a little bit of research on it. $5.5 billion worth of damage to that area. Over 100 people dead, and what was the other? 2,200 homes destroyed. I mean, it was driving through that was... It was very ghost towny, like give you chills your spine, just knowing the amount of damage that it did to that area. So that was definitely very sad. Actually, also a kind of a cool thing is the Maui Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's, you know, the probably the second biggest tournament in college basketball behind March Madness.
Yeah.
It starts today, actually.
Oh, no way.
And Michigan.
Arkansas played in that a couple of years ago.
So Michigan State is my team, and I didn't even realize it. They're playing in it, and they stayed a couple of minutes down the road from where
you could have gone by.
So, and we went to the gym and checked it out, and they had some cool little kiosks and nice. Tables set up with some merch. So we got a little bit of merch. But no, that was just a cool little side thing. Maui, if you have the chance to go, I highly recommend it. Saw over 50 sea turtles. We saw whales. It was unbelievable.
Nice. Yeah. What a fun way to spend your honeymoon. That's so much better than where did we go? It was down by.
It was memorable.
It was a long flipping time ago, man.
This is not impressive.
Let's just say. So east of Destin in Florida on the Panhandle. It's where everybody used to go for spring break. They don't go
City
there anymore.
Beach?
You mean besides
Panama City Beach?
There you
go. That's still the spring break.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I thought that was back in the day. So we went to Panama City Beach because we was Poe back then.
Well,
so much
Ethan apparently
changed.
Is not Poe. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grandma and Grandpa. That's all I'll say.
Gotta love it. Hey, my dad agreed to pay for our condo. That's why we went to Panama City
nice.
Beach. It was nice.
Yeah.
I was the overnight guy at KSD back then. So obviously I was making zero money.
You were as Poe as you should have been.
Exactly.
Where did you go? I deserved it.
I haven't gone. So I will report back to you.
Okay.
When she goes, she will let you know. But she ain't telling you ahead of time where she's going to go. I love that. Hey, it's Mike Elamid for Mark Reardon today. Big headlines that are coming out of today. Jack Smith is dropping all charges. Who saw that coming, right? I mean, we knew it was going to happen. But for the fact that it happened today, that was a pretty big one. Dave Murray is giving you weather updates, obviously, at the top of every hour. We're going to talk to Dave tomorrow a little bit because everybody's talking about holiday travel. Over 80 million people are going to travel around the United States this week. And they're saying that some of that weather could get kind of bad. So we're going to catch up with Dave tomorrow to find out a little bit more about that. But that holiday weather topic, I hate winter. Can I just share that with you?
Okay. Go
ahead.
My mother always said the older, as more time went on, because she grew up in Pennsylvania, there was snow everywhere.
Yeah.
She said, the older I get, the more I think I'm over this winter thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's ridiculous. We can still snow. It's still fun. I'm kind of getting the same way. Why do I need it to be super cold and windy and awful if I want to go somewhere like that I could visit? So I get it.
That's why the state of Florida is about to double in population over the next few months, right? Everybody's going down there. Although, so I have a friend of mine, Lisa Bowie, who used to own Bowie Funeral Homes, right? So Lisa had a place down in Florida that they ended up, she and Monty are selling their Florida place, going to Arizona.
Oh, that's interesting.
No hurricanes in Arizona.
I was going to,
Got tired of the, you know, hey, we've been through this a little much.
Yeah.
I'm a little tired of it. Let's go somewhere else. I'm just tired of the cold, and we're just starting.
I know.
Like yesterday, I went out and mowed the grass for hopefully the last time, he said, knocking on wood, the last time this year to be done with that. So I got the lawn all down to a low level so we can get into winter, right? So everything's good. And it was 70 degrees yesterday. It was gorgeous, right?
It was
today,
beautiful.
I'm like, it's flipping cold again.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the weather, and this is about as warm as it's going to get for a while.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 29 tonight.
That's just...
I know.
You know what our big thing was over the weekend?
No.
We put the electric blanket on the bed.
Oh, there you go.
I got to tell you, so my old, and you'll remember this name, Sue, Dean Mutter.
Yeah, so Dean Mutter.
My old general manager from Charter Spectrum days, Dean and I were talking one day about electric blankets. And he's like, I don't get it. And I said, there is nothing like on a cold night before you get into bed.
It's the pre-warm.
It's the pre-warm. You turn that electric blanket on and warm up those sheets. And then you hop into bed when you're chilly already and it's cold in the house. You hop into bed. I will turn the blanket off as soon as I get in.
Yeah.
But I want that pre-warm.
I get you.
Because throughout the night, you get hot. So you turn on that. Oh, man. That's like warm pudding.
So warm pudding. So am I crazy?
I'm not sure that's a positive.
I'm just,
that's
kind of
what I was thinking.
You haven't had that hot chocolate pudding that's all warm when you first make it? Never mind.
No, I like the cold version. I don't like the warm version.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Bill Cosby.
So
moving on.
I am maybe in the minority on this. I like it freezing when I sleep. I still, even last night, two fans on in my room.
No. We're not saying we're anti-cold sleeping.
Yeah.
We like a cold room. This is what
Cold room.
But warm bed. So if you turn that thing on, you slide in warm, you turn it off, and then you turn on the fans, and you're good to go.
Got it.
And do all of the above. It seems really stupid, and it may be, but there is nothing that puts me to sleep faster than sliding into those warm sheets. And this is Let's Get to Know Mike way too much. How about that? It is Thanksgiving week. I hope you're having a short week if you're working at all this week. A lot of people, according to my office, have taken a lot of this week off. It's great because most people get Thursday and Friday off. Most people get that. At least that's what I'm told. So if you take 3 days this week, you get 5 days off. It turns out to be a really nice vacation term. So a lot of people are going to do that. So Jack Smith dropped the charges. The holiday weather is going to get chilly. The Menendez kids thought maybe they were going to get released on December 11th. Upon further review, George Gascon is going to be out at the end of this year. And the new prosecuting attorney out in Los Angeles has said, I'd like to look at this before we let these boys walk. So that's going to be June 30th now is their new time that sentencing is going to happen. And I was reading an article earlier, you know, Tom Holman is the new guy who's going to be in charge of the border. And I am reading all this stuff about Border Patrol and ICE agents are just fired up about Tom Holman coming in and being in charge of this.
That's nice.
These poor Border Patrol agents have been treated like crap and disrespected by this administration for the last 4 years. Remember when they were beating migrants when they were on horses with those leashes?
Oh, yeah.
Although they weren't.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only problem. I mean, in video, you see. No, they're slapping the horses with the reins to try and get them to move and keep control. But they weren't slapping migrants with it. But yet, that's what the narrative was. I'm like, you know, we can see the video, right? So I guess facts don't matter, as we've learned over the last 4 years. So we're going to actually have a secure border. I honestly believe that that is going to happen. So real quick story, and then we're going to have Chad Perkins is going to join us. He's the incoming Speaker Pro Tem for the Missouri House. He will take over at the 1st of January in the one of the top three leadership roles that we have there in House. Chad is a radio guy. He does a morning radio show up in Pike County. So we're going to chat with him for a little bit. But last Tuesday, I was on with Dave Glover, and he does his version of the roundtable. They call it the think tank that they have over there, right?
Yep.
So this nice young state rep who is, he represents Clayton, Warsham Woods, Ladue, nice young guy, but hardcore liberal. And he was talking about how fearful he is that, get this, he really believes this, honestly. This could have been our last election we're ever going to have because Donald Trump is going to take over. He's going to be a dictator. He said it. He said he's going to be a dictator.
Like,
oh, my Lord.
What? So we are not working with the same information.
I got off. We get off the air and we're leaving the station. And I said,
that's not possible.
Ian, you don't really believe that, do you? Like, I mean, that was just for the show,
yes,
right? You didn't really believe that.
Oh, no, he thinks that.
He goes, I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned that this is going to happen and he's never going to leave.
How is that going to happen? We have three branches of government. I mean, none of that makes, it's not a rational thought.
Same thing. I said, do you realize how many things would have to fall into place?
Right.
This is not a third world country, right? We're one of the most advanced, if not the most advanced nation on the planet. And there are a lot of folks who are senators and representatives that would like to continue to be senators and representatives. I guarantee you, when we get 4 years down the road and January 20th rolls around, if Trump did say, I'm not leaving, they'd be like, no, buddy,
yes,
we got
sir.
A helicopter waiting for you. We're going to pick your happy ass up and carry you to the helicopter and go spin real, Don. I've loved you. See you. Bye. Right?
Yep, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's just how it's going to go. I shake my head at some of these folks and I'm like, Lord help you. As we used to say in the South, bless your heart.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. You're just so confused. I hope that bless your heart. Things are going to be okay. Hey, we are going to talk to Chad Perkins on the other side of the break. I hope you are staying warm and you're dealing with this climate change issue that we're having. How about that? It's just to make the liberals a little happier. Look at that. It gets warm. It gets cold. You know what that's called? Temperature change. Happens, I don't know, seasonally in St. Louis. We're going to talk with Chad on the other side. It's Mike Elamid for Mark Reardon today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk.
On Twitter at Mark Reardon KFTK and Instagram at Mark Talk. This is the Mark Reardon Show. A clear view of the roads from the Window World Traffic Center.
It's windy out there and we're having a temperature change, but as far as traffic goes, we actually look pretty good. Now, if you are taking westbound 70 out of downtown, there's a little bit of moderate volume at Jennings Station Road. Looking at the Cordell and Cordell Domestic Litigation Firm cameras, 64, a little bit of moderate volume from Hampton out through McCausland. A little bit at Ballas as well. Eastbound slowing at 270. Northbound 270 in good shape. Southbound has some moderate volume in pockets from Page down through the Clayton Road overpass, but then it opens up. Southbound 55 slowing right around the southern end of the work zone, so Rivas Barracks. And if you're headed into Illinois, we look fine on the bridges downtown. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Sue Thomas, 324 at 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today. Ethan's here. Sue is here. The whole crew is here. Fred is not with us today. Fred is on vacation this week.
Yeah, he's in the Cayman Islands.
You gotta love that.
Yeah.
Sue, you and I are missing out.
Yes.
Caymans, Hawaii. Yeah.
We got bubkis.
Yeah.
We po.
Exactly. We odor. So that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. My daughter came home this weekend. We're she's 2 weeks away from being done with college this semester, and then she's doing her last semester online.
Oh, wow.
So she's going to be home all next semester.
That's nice.
I think so. I'm cautiously optimistic. Let's say that. Cautiously optimistic about her being home. We shall see how that works out. I think it's going to be good. She was telling my wife the other day that she's not sure how she feels about coming back home.
Well, why did she choose to do the online thing? Do we know?
She's ready to be done.
Yeah, she's
at school. Hit that point.
Okay.
You know, the college experience.
Yeah.
She's kind of like, done.
Okay.
Had that.
I get that.
Kind of through with it. So she's ready to move on from there. So we'll see how this works out. Are we? No. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So Ethan is working on connecting with Chad and getting him all hooked up here, and we will catch up with him. Did you see this news about how Jack Smith has decided to drop all the charges?
Tell me about it.
So, you know, Jack Smith was the guy who was prosecuting Trump, that he was the big threat to democracy. You may have missed that. I know it didn't get talked about very much.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, but why did he drop?
Well, they knew that this was going to happen, right? It had already come out. And the Department of Justice has a longstanding policy that says you cannot prosecute a sitting president.
And why? This is why it just boggles my mind that he kept doubling down.
I agree. Even after the Supreme Court said,
yes,
look, all these things off the table.
Yes.
And a lot of the stuff that they had, it pretty much took it out of play.
It did.
So it's like, okay, you can't blame him for any of the, like, the January 6th stuff.
No. Nope.
Which, by the way, the state rep that I was on with at the other station,
yeah,
January 6th stuff, that was
the big thing.
He was overthrowing the government for all that.
Oh.
And I said, you know who cares about January 6th stuff? People who have Trump derangement syndrome. And he actually said, I have Trump derangement.
He did.
He admitted it. He said,
that's interesting.
I have TDS. And for a second, he didn't say Trump derangement syndrome at first. And I went, TDS, what is that? I have ADD, but I don't know what that is.
Maybe that prevents you from knowing what TDS is.
Probably. So then he came back and he actually laid it out and said, I have Trump derangement syndrome. And I was like, God help you. You really do.
Wow.
Like, you're just eat up with this. Donald Trump lives in these people's heads rent-free 365 days a year.
Well, it truly is a shame. And they've just bought all that stuff they were sold on regular media. That's the only thing I can think.
I had the girl who was the valedictorian of my high school in Berryville, Arkansas. Very smart lady. She actually is here in St. Louis now. She's a medical researcher with WashU. And she is all kinds of smart. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually sent me a note after the election and said, you got to help talk me through this. I am super worried about where this is going to go.
Well, that's nice that she reached out and said, hey,
she was
walk me through it.
Seriously worried, though, about that whole thing.
Were you able to help?
Somewhat.
OK,
I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Did we get everything worked out with Chad? Chad, are you there?
Mike, I tell you, it's great to be with you. I love hearing what you said about Jack Smith. They say the first step to getting over a problem is admitting you have one.
This is very true. I talk about that on a regular basis when I go into the county council meetings, like I will later on tonight. It's like,
it's,
you know,
it's so frustrating when they're like, it's an insurrection. And I'm just like, come on, give us a little credit.
You're right.
If we were looking to mount an insurrection, we would have done a lot better than that.
Yeah. I mean, really, that was the insurrection of you saw everybody. You had plenty of time to do something about it. And as they started walking to you, I don't know, you could have maybe stopped them.
It looked more like peaceful protesting.
Yes, it looked like people who didn't have weapons, first of all. If I'm going to do an insurrection, I'm probably going to bring a weapon with me.
Exactly.
It does make it easier. Hey, so for folks who don't know, you were a member of the Missouri House of Representatives, and you are district?
40. That's Pike in Lincoln County.
There you go. So, which I have a special place in my heart for, because my mother grew up in Louisiana, Missouri. So I have
lots of
family there. It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous river town.
Until the Mississippi floods. Then downtown's not quite as gorgeous. But I do have an awful lot of relatives. If you were Phillips up in Louisiana, I'm probably kin to you. If you're a Hallows in Louisiana, probably kin to you. So that's the family we have there. But Missouri House just did new leadership elections, and you were elected as the Speaker Pro Temp for the House of Missouri. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. It's an awfully nice title with a slightly bigger office, but it doesn't really come with a whole lot of more responsibilities, right? It's like people say, what's the Speaker Pro Temp do? I guess it's like being vice president or lieutenant governor, you know, not a whole lot of additional responsibility.
As long as everything goes well with the people who have the other jobs, there's not a whole lot for you to do. But
in the
event that someone cannot fulfill their duties, you will be able to step in and take over.
Yeah. It's like being the first runner-up in a Miss America pageant, I suppose.
It's exactly what I was thinking. Your flowers aren't quite as pretty, but we still think you're a beauty anyway.
Everybody calls you Mr. Speaker, except for the actual speaker, I suppose.
Who reminds you that you're not. So
that's exactly right.
But with you have brand new leadership that's coming into play. Mm-hmm. I was talking with somebody one time about the Missouri legislature, the state of Missouri, I guess, is the only $50 billion a year company you will ever run into that has a 2-year business plan. Because that's really about as far as you can go. Every 2 years, you're going to change that leadership over, or in Missouri's case, sometimes even faster. But you're going to change that over. So long range planning is really not the strength of Missouri legislature, because the leadership does change over so much. But now that you have the new folks, go ahead.
That's the thing about term limits as well, right? You get 8 years in the House, you might get another 8 years in the Senate. And so, you know, in all reality, Mike, if we're being frank about that, what term limits has done is it's empowered that long-term institutional knowledge to folks who aren't accountable to the voters. Really, in all honesty, what it has done is empowered the bureaucracy of Missouri. Because that's what ends up happening is bureaucrats just end up, you know, waiting you out. And I think when term limits came about, they came about with good intentions, but really what it ended up doing was empowering the bureaucracy.
I agree completely. I'm actually a fan of, and I wish we could get it to the voters and see if the voters would be willing to relook at this. But to your point, you can do 8 in the House, you can do 8 in the Senate. So 16 total if you termed all the way through. I would really prefer that we look at 16 however you want to spend them. If you can
that
do
makes,
16 in the House,
that makes far
great.
More sense.
At least it gives us consistency.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because right now, we just don't have that in Missouri government.
No, we don't. And it does make the long-term planning a little difficult. It makes the long-term institutional knowledge sparse when it comes to people who are actually accountable to voters.
But now you've got where you could term out. And then what is it right now? 6 months you have to sit on the sideline and then you can become a lobbyist?
Well, first of all, let me start off by saying I have no intention on ever becoming a lobbyist.
You being the general you, not you, Chad Perkins. Sorry.
No, me, Chad Perkins. I have no intention on being a lobbyist, right? When my days are over in the Missouri House or Senate, I look forward to going back to doing my own private job. So
there you go. And people can hear you on what radio station up there?
So, well, it's funny you should ask, right? So this is my 30th year in radio. I've never worked in talk radio. I have been in country radio for 30 years and currently with KJFM up here in Bowling Green in Louisiana.
There you go. So it's always good to have another radio guy on. Brad Hildebrand would be very proud of me for having another radio guy on the radio.
Which, well, it's good of him to do that. It's, we're 37 minutes into the 3 o'clock hour on a overcast Monday afternoon here on 97.1.
We're playing stacks and stacks of hot wax of all your conservative talk favorites. This is awesome. Hey, I do want to talk to you, though, with the new leadership that's coming in. What is going to be the top priority for the Missouri legislature as we start this new session in January?
We've got three or four things we want to get accomplished, I think, for certain. And then, of course, you end up seeing what ends up materializing as the session goes on. But I think certainly you're going to look for the House to prioritize some things regarding the passage of Amendment 3, right? Amendment 3 was, you know, for lack of a better term, the abortion amendment that came to the House. Right. We're going to do some things with that. The law allows us to define terms. There were a lot of terms in that amendment that were not clear. I mean, what does the term fetal viability mean? Well, I think the legislature has a responsibility to define that. I think we'll also want to get out ahead of what does the mental health of the mother mean? Those are things we need to address. I think you're going to look at us doing all the things we can to curb the effects of the passage of Amendment 3, including probably passing HJR, a House joint resolution, to put it back on the ballot so that Missourians get another chance to look at that. Because, you know, the thing is, when it passes on the ballot, the House is to some degree, the House and Senate, you know, have to, I guess, to some degree kind of, you know, stay within those bounds. But at the same time, we have a responsibility to our voters who did not want these things to happen, right, to curtail their effect as much as possible. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to address those things in that manner. And try to curtail those things. And I think we ought to put it back on the ballot so that Missourians get another shot at changing the outcome of Amendment 3. I also think you'll see us tackle maybe income tax, Missouri state income tax, right? So we've brought down income tax dramatically over the last 3 or 4 years. Look for us to continue to bring down income tax, hopefully to a point where Missouri has no state income tax. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, Mike. Look at what Texas and Tennessee does. Look at the things that Florida does. They've got a lot of successful tax policies. All we have to do is kind of steal the good ideas that are already out there and implement them here in Missouri.
I heard Mike Kehoe talking about this quite a bit on the campaign trail. And he was saying, look, this isn't going to be, you know, in 2025, we have income tax. 2026, it's gone. This is going to be a plan that would be phased out over a course of time. And I think for the sake of argument, because I don't remember completely, but I think he was talking about maybe a 10-year time frame that it would be phased out. Does that sound like the type of plan that you're talking about?
It sounds exactly like the type of plan we're talking about. It's great to have a governor with Mike Kehoe that's 100% on board with our conservative priorities. Our priorities and his are very much in line, and it's really refreshing to have that partnership between the legislature and the governor. And so look for that to be a priority. You know, it's the tax revenues. I mean, Reagan proved this, right? You bring down taxes, tax revenues actually end up going up because people spend more of that money in the market like they're supposed to. And so, you know, we know these things work. Look for some other things to happen. If you recall, we passed a SAPA a few years ago, the Second Amendment Preservation Act. It got some court challenges. The court struck it down. We need to do some things to come back in and fix that and make that where it can pass through the court system, but certainly to respect the Second Amendment, to push for those Second Amendment rights as much as possible. Look for that to happen as well. I think you're going to see something. We got an incoming freshman out of Jefferson County, Bill Lucas, going to be a great new freshman member. He said to me the other day, he said, what happens when you got a city or a county or a school district, some public entity that is a sanctuary for illegals, a sanctuary city, sanctuary county, whatever it might be? He said, what if we had some legislation that said, if you're a sanctuary city, a sanctuary county, a sanctuary school, if you're doing those things, you don't get state money. I said, I love it. Let's do it. You know, so he's working on that legislation right now. That's common sense legislation. They say, what can a state do regarding, the border crisis, because the fact is, I mean, President Trump's right. Every state is a border state at this point. Well, that's something the state can do, isn't it?
It is. Hey, Chad, can you do me a favor? Since we had some problems connecting with you earlier, can you hold on with me through the break and come back on the other side and continue this conversation?
Be glad to.
That's awesome. This is Chad Perkins. He's the incoming Speaker Pro Temp of the Missouri House of Representatives, and we're going to continue this conversation with him. Mike Elam sitting in today for Mark Reardon on St. Louis's Home for Conservative Talk on 97.1 FM Talk. Sitting in today for Mark, and thanks to Chad Perkins, he's holding on with us. He is the incoming Speaker Pro Temp for the Missouri House of Representatives, District 40, right, Chad?
That's right, Pike and Lincoln County, Mike, and I love doing radio interviews. You know, here I am in the home office with my suit and tie on. I am definitely not wearing shorts and a T-shirt in the Lazy Boy right now.
Why would that be, right? You wouldn't. Yeah. That, of course, would never happen.
No, it's a radio interview, but you would really never know the difference, I suppose.
You know, the funny thing about radio these days is we're very video. So you can watch us on Facebook, you can watch us on YouTube, and you've got all this stuff. And we've got all these cool little ring cameras that are around. So when I take a picture, it looks like I have a halo over my head, which, you know, I need all the help I can get, Chad. Let's be honest, right?
It's been 30 years. I got into radio when I was in high school, when I was a kid, you know, the magic of radio just, you know, enthralled me. And we're 30 years into it, and I'm just still love radio. There's something special about it.
Sue, wouldn't you say that that's the same thing for you?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been in this for a long, long time.
Yep.
I started doing radio when I was 15 in Berryville, Arkansas.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I know. So
I was 15 also.
There you go. Board hopping Cardinal baseball games was my first job in radio. And then I ended up working at KMOX, and I was like, well, that life just worked full circle, didn't it? And I moved to St. Louis to work for 97.1, and it was a top 40 station back then.
Oh, my gosh.
And now we're doing talk radio, conservative talk radio, which is good. So
yeah.
It's funny how life has a way of coming back to you and just giving you new opportunities to grow and improve. And that's kind of what's going on with you guys as we go back to the house. We're growing and improving and all kinds of new stuff. So just to recap for folks, you were talking about top priorities for the house. We're going to try and clean up some what I'll call gray areas on Amendment 3. On those cleanups that you do, do those have to go back to the voters, or can the legislature define some of those things, like fetal viability? Does that have to go back to the voters, or can you guys do that?
You know, those are things that the legislature not only can't do, but it has a responsibility to do.
There you go.
And so we're going to do that, because the fact is, Mike, if we don't, the court's going to.
Right.
So I would rather us have a shot at it before the court got a chance to. And then, of course, not only will we stop there, but I think you see a concerted effort by both sides of the legislature, the House and the Senate, to put it back on the ballot as soon as possible so that Missourians have an opportunity to have another crack at that issue and hopefully, completely overturn the outcome of that. Amendment 3 was a terrible, terrible piece of legislation. Not only the pro-choice aspect of it, but those aspects regarding parental rights when it comes to the transgender issue with their children, right? So the entire piece of legislation was awful. Maybe the worst piece, not legislation, but constitutional amendment, maybe the worst one I've ever seen.
You know, it reminded me a lot of Clean Missouri, and I had this discussion with Scott Fawn before it got voted on, before the election. And I said, I really think Amendment 3 is going to pass because people don't read past the headlines. And in this election, I get it. There was so much going on that it was really hard to really dig in and find out a lot of things that were there for the general public. If you're somebody who's really into it, you were going to dig into it and you were going to find it. And every time that I filled in, we had somebody talking about the details of this to try and inform people, hey, here's something when you get beyond the headlines, what's really in this bill. But it reminded me of the Clean Missouri bill, because Clean Missouri really sold it on, we're going to clean up politics and we're going to take all this hidden stuff and we're going to put sunlight on it. And that was far from what Clean Missouri did. Clean Missouri did all kinds of other stuff. It passed, yeah. And in the immortal words of Nancy Pelosi, we've got to pass this so we can find out what's in it. And that's what happened with Clean Missouri. And the voters said, no. I didn't mean that. I didn't want that. So then after it passed, they went back and said, okay, here's a second bite of the apple, and we're going to do that. And I told Scott Fawn, I really believe that Amendment 3 is probably going to pass because of the reasons I just said. But once Missourians find out everything else that's in it, I think they're going to come back and go, wait, I didn't want that. And I think they're going to appreciate having a second bite of the apple for this.
Don't you love visiting with Scott about the issues? I mean, the guy just has a read on so many issues across the state of Missouri, and his take on it is generally spot on.
Well, he gets the opportunity in that F-150 tour. He gets the opportunity to sit in a cab and talk to an awful lot of people across the state of Missouri, many of them who sit in your seat, who are the decision makers of what's going on. So he kind of cheats a little by talking to the people who are going to be voting on this. So he has a tendency to do that. He didn't necessarily agree with me on how this was going to work, but I think he may agree now. We shall see.
Yeah. Anytime I get a chance to visit with him, I just enjoy the heck out of it. He certainly has a way of expressing himself that's a little different than a lot of folks.
This is true. Hey, Chad, I gotta run on a hard break here, but I appreciate you staying with us. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to visiting with you in Jeff City as session gets going.
My pleasure. We look forward to seeing you. Why don't you come on down for inauguration night on the 13th of January?
That sounds like a party. We will make that happen. That is Chad Perkins, the House Pro Temp, coming in for Missouri House of Representatives. Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.